This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hope day.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, happy Wednesday.
Very well done.
Oh, today Morgan. Today is hump day.
Oh. What?
Give it to me.
Today is hump day.
That's all I got for you.
Oh, Morgan. Why does he do the days of the week? I don't understand. It's awesome. Fine for every day. I'm going to need him for every day of the week.
Man, yeah.
All right, it's 6:40 in the morning, and it's time for the news.
Here we go. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Athleta. Athleta is an activewear brand igniting the power of she in women and girls. They just opened a new store in Berkeley. Everything they do is driven by their mission to ignite a community of active, healthy, confident women and girls
yeah.
who empower each other to realize their limitless potential. Check out the store in Berkeley. That's Athleta. When we found out we were going to be working with Athleta, I mentioned I'm familiar with that brand.
Yeah.
But I mentioned it to the missus, and she's like, here's my sizes. Are we
going to get some product or what?
Is there a chance? Can we go to the store? Are we going to go see the store? I'm like, relax.
We're not going anywhere. It's COVID.
If there's any gifts from Athleta, you will certainly get them. And I look forward to them. And so does she. She's asking. So, Athleta. The people who exercise know.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, here's what's happening. So we're backsliding. This is a bummer. Actually, Gavin Newsom spoke yesterday and sort of made it clear this announcement was coming. San Francisco restaurants are going to have to shut their dining rooms again. The just reopened Santa Cruz Boardwalk, which was really only open for locals, but still, it was the first time they got to get back into business. And they're now going to have to shut that 1 week after getting
that
to reopen.
Sucks,
I don't like it.
Yeah, it does
Nobody
suck,
likes
but
it.
We're spiking. And there's no other way to put it. They say that right after we advanced into some better to the orange tier, which is moderate spread, it looks like Santa Cruz County backslid into red and San Mateo County backslid. It's just a bummer. And it's just the way it's going to go, it looks like. So, you know, right now where we're at is we're going to sort of go back. And I think also one of the big bummers will be the kids. I haven't heard enough about the schools yet, but I know every school district is trying to get to the point where they can let kids back in. And ours was too.
Right.
And even the missus had just told me, I think they're going to try and get them back in first week in December. And then this announcement came and I was thinking, I don't think that's probably not. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's, you know, it comes down to that vaccine. That's just what it comes down to. We're trying. Everyone keeps trying, you know, but the problem is we didn't stamp it out when we maybe could have early on if we'd really just battened down the hatches. And so now it's among us. It walks among us.
You know, I think that while I do for sure believe we could have done a better job with, you know, a comprehensive universal plan for all.
Mm-hmm.
That's already long gone in ancient history. But also, no one has stomped it out. Even New Zealand, with their tiny population,
and their immediately closed borders.
Right. So it's just, we're just going to have to live with it until the vaccine is done and ready. And the news has been great on that front. So
yes.
I know as I say that, people who are shutting their businesses are going, dude, middle finger.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to work and we just want to
serve
people.
Sucks.
Well, yeah, it sucks.
It does suck. And we're going to lose a lot of businesses, local businesses that we really love because they're not going to be able to afford to keep this up.
Right. Well,
people need to have money or they can't eat.
We're on the clock, as they say, and it's ticking, it's moving. So I get that part. So anyway, that's the latest. You can get more details on exactly where your county is by going online. It's all the information's there and available, and that easy to read colored map is also there for you.
Woo.
If you're interested. The first word of the year for 2020 has been announced, and it is lockdown.
Oh.
I would have guessed any one of the words related to the pandemic could have been it, or
sure,
mask. And maybe they'll be the word of the year as we, you know, as they add to them or different people put out lists. But Collins Dictionary is the first to make their pick of the year, and they chose lockdown.
So this is the word of the year.
They say the use of this word, lockdown, across websites, books, news, is up 6,000%. From the year before, so, and that's not a surprise.
Not at all. I'm actually surprised it's that low. I would have thought 60,000 times.
Some of the runners up for word of the year were BLM, coronavirus, furlough, self-isolate, and social distancing. Mm. This is one of the words that made it as a runner up. I think they were looking for anything not super serious.
Oh.
One was, and probably getting this wrong, mukbang.
Mukbang.
They say it's a Korean term for, quote, a video in which the host eats a large quantity of food for the entertainment of viewers. Mukbang.
Oh,
I've
mukbang.
Heard there's a feeder fetish, I guess you'd call it, where
you
people
know,
do eat.
Yeah, I guess.
And others watch them. I don't understand it at all, but the term mukbang is Korean, and it's a video in which someone sits down and eats and people watch it. Have you ever watched a mukbang?
I have. I actually follow
what?
This kid on TikTok. Oh. I don't know how you say his name. Zhao Shitu. You know the one I send you the videos of all the time, Brittany?
Who, me?
Yeah, you're not me.
Which
yeah,
video? We send a lot of videos.
It's a little kid that eats. I mean, he's got all this. First, he yells at the camera. He's got all
is
this.
Is it that little Chinese kid? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that kid so much.
He's just funny.
I love him. And it's not about the eating. It's really about, you know, he's yelling at me in Chinese. And
I don't even know. How do you spell that? I can look him up.
It's Xiaoshitou.
You watch this kid eat and he yells at you the whole time?
It's so funny, Vinny. It's the weird to like take the biggest. You can't believe how big the bite is that he takes. He sucks his whole like sticky bun or, you know, pork bun into his mouth. You're like, how did he do that? And giant eggs and stuff. I'm like, what egg is that? Who can? Is he so tiny? That
how old is this kid?
Little. He's a little boy.
Can you spell that again for me?
Xiaoshitou.
I honestly didn't expect you'd have an answer for that question.
Well, okay. I didn't expect to have one either, and I don't, you know, a mukbang. Apparently, I'm into a mukbang.
Yeah,
I really like the kid, you know. I'm not, like, seeking out. I'm not seeking these videos or anything, but the kid
Do you like to watch people eat in general?
No, I don't want anyone to watch me eat either. Oh, here he is. There's a kid. There he is eating his noodles.
Noodles, all right.
Oh, this one's not good because he's not shoving his mouth full. But he's got the cutest little fat cheeks, and he's just working.
He's clearly overweight. This is probably not something.
Look at all the food there that he's got. But I don't know. Can we hear the audio on the kid?
Does he have shades on?
Oh,
he
yeah.
Does.
He's the coolest kid ever. He's got a chain.
Gold chain and sunglasses on.
Can you play the audio or no?
Yeah, I can play audio here. Right. He's not cussing the whole thing.
You got to get to the part where he's yelling. Oh, watch this. What? Just
just
huge bun. Oh, here we go.
What?
That's it. He just eats. Well, you have.
All
right,
He's not yelling in that one. I need to yell him. You know what? I don't even need this. Vinny's got to be over this by now.
No, I'm actually super surprised. I was surprised you had an answer, but now you're backing it up with actual videos. I'm shocked. I really wouldn't have expected.
Yeah, post one where
this compilation. There's a compilation that I'm watching here.
It's less about the eating and more about the yelling. Like he's yelling at the camera, and then he starts horking food into his mouth. Like, it's just fascinating. I just get sucked in. I'm like, I'm going to watch that kid eat.
The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page is where you can find it.
All right. Sounds good.
Lucky. Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say. I think I'm a mukbanger.
It puts a smile on my face, though.
It does. It's so, your kid is so cute. In like a dangerous, he'll eat you if you don't watch out way.
Yeah, that's... Okay. Well, there you go. There's a mukbang, everyone. My problems with drink are well known.
Sure.
And if you had told me that people take, you know, drinking vacations where they go to brew houses, I would have said, oh, well, that person's got a problem. I'm fine. I'm just sitting here on a beanbag. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Meanwhile, of course, I think the real sign of a problem is that your life is falling apart around you and you just keep pouring.
And you're on a beanbag with your hand inside the closet where the bottle is.
Right.
What? Nothing to see here. It's just a closet. I'm just sitting here on this beanbag relaxing.
It's my favorite place to sit. The sound of the open, drink.
You can hear it still.
One second later, reopen. So stupid.
What were you doing like with your hands? Were you reading a book? I mean, how can you even, what were you doing?
I don't know.
Just sitting there hoping no one will walk in? Like,
just
what?
Making
I'm just sitting
sure
here.
That if there was a surprise door opening, I would, look, nothing. What?
I'm alone.
Just sitting here watching television in the guest bedroom.
The TV would be on, I see.
Doesn't everybody do that? Anyway, back to my story. In 1995, there are around 500 craft breweries in the United States. 500.
1995.
There are now well over 6,000, and brew house tourism is a thing. People actually go to different brew houses and I guess spend a weekend. And do you remember, what was it called Thirsty Bear?
Yeah.
We helped launch one of the early on. That would have been 96 or 97, right?
Yeah, it was I don't know if it's... Can you see if Thirsty Bear's still around? South of the Market?
I think it is.
Big Tapas place. Delicious. We used to love that place. We'd go there all the time. And we'd get those... they had all these craft brews. And they were their brews.
Right.
Give you a wooden
Howard.
Thing. Yeah, that's got to be it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Unfortunately, it says permanently closed.
Oh.
Is it a victim of COVID? It must be, huh? If it's still on. So you'd have, you know, 10 different little shot glass sized tastes of all these beers. They had like a vanilla beer that I loved. It wasn't sweet. It was like just had that sort of undertone. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to the latest information on brew houses, the 10 states with the most craft breweries are Vermont, Maine, Montana, Colorado, Oregon, Wyoming. These are places where there's enough brew houses that you could go to a different one each night.
You go there for vacation and you tour the beers.
I can't imagine it, but that's an actual thing. So there's
you
a
can't
list
go.
Out.
Right. So I'm glad you can't imagine it because that's not for you.
Well, even when I drank, I couldn't have imagined it. I just wouldn't have thought like you'd go on vacation to your whole vacation centered around your evening of trying different brews.
Yeah, in a civilized manner. That's not your style.
No, it's not at all. I need to go to Mexico and lose my shoes.
Yeah, among other things. I've lost it all, but I had a great time doing it. I think. I don't really remember much after Friday night.
Yeah, when I'm gonna close this line,
you haven't lived until your friends have walked up and said, are you in sock feet? What are you doing? Where are your shoes? What? That's only me? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. And fast fact. Oh, hold on. Oh, darn it. It just moved on me. Oh, here it is. San Mateo County has not fallen back yet. There are 11 counties, including Sacramento, San Diego. Anyway, this person maybe has the most detailed information. The point is, a lot of counties that were moving forward have slid back, and it's a bummer. And I know that places that were really working hard to get reopened are finding themselves not able to today. And I think that school thing is also, the teachers are working so hard to try and figure out how to keep this online life going while they're getting ready for back to school life. And I think I even have a meeting today, an online meeting with the teacher.
Oh, that
Pretty
sounds
sure
fun.
I do. Anyway, I think that's all going to change now.
The all day Zoom. Let's Yikes. Zoom, 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 Zoom with you and you and you.
Vaccine didn't cure the flu. It's not going to cure COVID. No,
yeah, we're not saying it's
curing
it. At
least get back to living, for crying out loud. Don't you understand?
If you can get a vaccine, then you can move about without fear. I'm not saying you shouldn't still wear a mask. I mean, I guess unless you could put some sticker on your face or tattoo, whatever, that says I've been vaccinated, I'm good for 3 months or whatever.
A tattoo?
I don't know. Whoa. Something that says you're safe. You know, I was even thinking that if you've had it and so you've got, I don't know, the antibodies and you can't get it and you can't give it, you could walk around without a mask, but then people would be all over you. So you'd almost have to tattoo, I've had it and I survived, or, you know.
Or
I'm
you
not...
just keep the mask on. I mean,
and, right, exactly, and not
extreme.
Have to get
but,
a tattoo.
You know, I mean, however you want to solve that problem.
Well, how about COVID-free underneath my eyes, like always tired?
Yes, please do that.
Okay, I will. That's my first tattoo, right on my face, under my eyes.
Somewhere in there, can you have tattooed check my butt too, please? Because that's one of
hey,
my
Doc,
favorite.
Hey, Doc, check out my rear end. I know you want to.
It's one of
Don't hold back.
I love that you keep finding yourself getting your butt checked when that's not the...
I'm not here for my butt. I'm here for an eye exam. Actually, I'm not putting that on Larkspur Optometry. Shame. It's my dermatologist. She just right. wanted to have it. She just liked me. She wanted to see my
I'm
butt.
Sure.
She wanted to see
I
my
mean,
butt.
All right.
Like that
anyway,
chick has a cute
what's
butt.
Coming
I
up in the trash,
really.
Sarah?
I don't even know. I think Oprah's favorite things list is out. Hurrah. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.